I've been watching you. So tonight you're leaving with me. I've been waiting my whole life to give you it all. It's on now, it's on now. I'm talking a big fancy lights. The stars started nice with me. We forever young. We forever young. We forever young. The music's loud and I'm feeling wild. Come dance along with the golden child. I don't know much, but you let me check your files. Two technicals, but you're beautiful. You grew up six brothers in a cubicle. And they all wasn't for you if I make the wrong move. If I break your heart, then I'm a dumb dude. You get what you give and I'm the one who loses. Forever young, forever young, we forever young. Shining bright under the shining sun. Like moonshine, you keep it 99% with me. I'm feeling all your energy. I know you love to vibe with me. I know you love to ride for me. Your favorite thing to say is, but I love when you're inside of me. Your love is like a high to me. I love to go out my way to make sure you stay happy. We forever young. The music's loud and I'm feeling wild. Come dance along with the golden child. I don't know much, but you let me check your files. Two technicals, but you're beautiful. You grew up six brothers in a cubicle. And they all wasn't for you if I make the wrong move. If I break your heart, then I'm a dumb dude. You get what you give and I'm the one who loses. Forever young, forever young.
His hair
be
red like a cherry.
Right?
Yeah. You know what? It's been so long since I did a podcast.
It's been so long
that I have no idea what I'm doing anymore.
We're just improvising.
You're tuned in to the podcast.
Yes.
The listener's choice.
No, definitely not. Oh, I also forgot all of the technical difficulties I would have while recording podcasts.
What's
that all went completely out of my mind. And now that I'm dealing with them, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What they're listening to.
We're podcasting live from an undisclosed location. It's me, El Ketter. It's MIC.
Hey.
And it's DJ12XU.
C.
Who you've never heard on an episode of the Clandestine Transmission before.
Only on the secret episode.
Only on the clandestine episode IRL. Of the clandestine transmission.
That's what we're gonna call it.
Clandestine.
This is basically the old squad from the days of the Urban Alternative Show on 90.7 FM WTCC.
Going back about 14 years.
The last one was what, 2009? 2008, 2009? Seven? No, it was later than that. It was like 2008, 2009, something like that. So wow. We got a special guest, Noisy Neighbor, outside.
Streets is watching, watch
yes,
out.
Yes, the streets is watching and possibly
sounds
listening.
This is the sounds of summer edition. We get all the sounds from the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, we get all the sounds. And in the background, the sounds are Skeptical and Alex Perez with Killa from their Without a Trace EP. Two fellas who we played several times on the podcast. We started off this episode of the Clandestine Transmission with Lil Boat.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty.
2-2.
Possibly one of the most hated men in the modern day hip hop community.
He does not like Biggie Smalls. He doesn't like Tupac.
You know what? I don't like Tupac either. So it's all good.
You can like, you can not like either of those people.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
He gets hated on for that.
But I'm going to say this. Like, my coworker the other night at work was explaining to one of the other people who we work with how I had turned him around on Lil Yachty. Like, I had made him listen to, like, some other songs.
See?
That now he has, like, a subtle appreciation for Yachty. Not necessarily as a good rapper per se, because I would never argue that he's a good, that he's like a top shelf
he's
rapper.
He's a unique individual.
He is definitely a unique individual and a personality, and he's not as bad as people think he is.
Huh. Often, you know, Lil Uzi Vert.
I think people give all these other
new. What's next? You firing shots at Lil Uzi Vert?
Yeah, yeah.
Coming
shots fired.
Philly. No.
Yeah.
People get a bad. If you don't rap
like Rakim,
Rakim, yeah, or like Q-Tip or somebody, then people are gonna be like, oh, I want my rap to sound like this. Then you're gonna lose, because like everyone doesn't rap like your favorite rapper.
And there's definitely like a hateration on him. Just for like being a young dude,
yeah.
Because that's a thing. Like if you're one of us old guys who like have been around for a long time, it's our modus operandi to hate on the young dudes. Like, yeah, to hate on.
I don't think it's our.
Well,
I think
not
it's
you
generationally.
And me
yeah, I think.
In,
I think personally,
yeah,
we don't.
Right.
I think that's the.
We're all
that's
fired
why we're
up because we don't understand stuff.
Right.
That's what it comes.
That's
down.
What it usually is.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, give me some new stuff.
I want to hear all the new gems.
To keep it topical, I would argue that it's the same thing that leads grumpy white guys to march through the streets of Charlottesville with tiki torches. Yeah, but
Lil Yachty was what pushed him over the edge.
I'm not drawing a parallel between grumpy old hip-hop dudes and grumpy white guys, but I'm totally drawing a parallel. And there, you can just kind of
look at message board forums and you see the same hate.
Right. Yo, first it was Bad and Bougie was number one.
Right.
Then I had to deal with that Lil Uzi Vert. And goddamn it, Playboy Cardi went number one, and I'm marching in the streets.
We're gonna preserve our statues.
It is basic.
Many sides.
It's totally a preserve the statues. It's totally a they took our jobs. It's
I've lost my hip hop identity.
Yes.
What will I put in my backpack? I don't know.
But me personally, like, I think this song that I played, Forever Young, featuring Diplo, it's Diplo produced. Track off Lil Yachty's Teenage Emotions LP, which I guess is technically his debut album.
Yeah, totally. Because
he had mixtapes.
Because the other stuff was not technically an album or whatever. But
hanging out with Burberry Perry.
Yeah, it's. I think that song in particular is like emblematic of everything that he does right, which isn't necessarily being a good rapper.
No.
Because he's not really rapping on that song at all. It's all catchphrases.
Yeah.
It's all melody, and it's all catchy, and it's catchy as fuck,
yeah.
And that's one of the things. Is like I'm not gonna make an argument that like he's keeping that real hip hop alive, because
no,
he's not. But if you can't appreciate that as like some really catchy music, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, because it's always been like that. Where like dudes want like lyrics. They want
lyrics.
I want
lyrics
too. I want lyrics.
I'm sure these haters are all listening to new Nas album.
I want all kinds of lyricism. When like, yo.
Well, but then that's the thing. Where were you dudes when Common put out his last album?
Yeah. Because
none of you bought that album.
I didn't hear
anybody talking about that album. And you know what? It was really fucking dope.
Hopefully he'll do another one just like it.
That was the, what, he,
I
was,
know what those
what's his name? Was
No ID?
No, it was the dude from Kareem Riggins.
Oh, yeah.
And it was dope. And no one cared about it.
No.
Like, I was I was literally the only person I knew who, like, was listening to it at all. People got real excited for, like, Tribe Called Quest and stuff like that, which is great.
It is good.
Yeah, but
it's
been a long time.
But
will the next Tribe record be able to surpass what they just
did? I don't think they're gonna make another
Tip
record.
Tip says he wants to record again.
I'll be real surprised if they call it a Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, because there ain't Muhammad Shahid Ali and there ain't Fife. So what is it?
Well, no, Ali Shaheed Muhammad is still a member of the group.
But he wasn't on the last album.
He was. He just didn't do anything.
Ah.
Like, he became Jerobi.
He became Jerobi.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, yo, I won't work on this album if I can be Jerobi. And they were like, bet.
Jerobi was like fucking top dog on the album.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, you were like, wait a minute, why wasn't Jerobi rapping the whole time? Because he's really dope.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. But Ali Shaheed Muhammad basically became Jerobi. He was just in the background. Like, he's in the videos.
Yeah.
And they shout him out.
Yeah.
And show him like going like wigga on a turntable. Yeah. But like, there's no DJing at all on any of those songs.
But he also didn't produce like he used to.
I'm pretty sure that whole thing was all Q-Tip.
Yeah.
Like, but that's more Q-Tip being like an egomaniac.
It's Q-Tip
though, than anything.
For sure.
Which had been addressed in the
Beats documentary.
Yeah, Beats Rhymes and Life documentary or whatever it was called that Michael Rappaport put together. But yeah, we actually got a lot of stuff to deal with. We maybe got some conversations about like cults.
Yeah,
running local restaurants or something like that.
Yo,
we got the
secret restaurant cult.
We
minute coming up.
We're definitely gonna address the Charlottesville situation and the Nazis, which is a subject that I think me and MIC.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've addressed this our entire lives on podcast
and the radio show. We've talked about this stuff the entire time. It's not new for us.
If you are a long time listener, you saw the news and were like, yeah, and.
Right. So, like, you know, we definitely have some hot takes coming for you. We also got music coming up next. What do we got? We got that real hip hop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Immortal Technique, right?
No, definitely not. But I do have new music.
Juggernauts
from Shabazz Palaces.
Nice. There you go.
Which is, of course,
Butterfly.
Yes.
That guy sucks. I love Diggable Planets. Play some Diggable Planets.
But you know what? I know dudes that are like that. They're like, no, I don't want to hear that Shabazz Palace of shit. I love Diggable Planets, but I don't hear that Shabazz Palace of shit. And I'm like, you know what? You just refuse to listen to anything new. You are old.
You do really? Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's all it is.
Homeboy recorded that when he was like 18. Now he's like 40.
This dude is still really dope.
Yeah. He's matured.
And it's like pushing the envelope. And like, what do you want from rap music?
It's beyond a progression.
It's crazy town. But coming up next, we got Shabazz Palaces with Shine a Light featuring Thadalack from one of their two new albums.
Yeah.
Because they put out two albums last month from Quasar's Born on a Gangster Star. And that's coming at you up next on the Clandestine Transmission here at ImagineNation.com. Shine a light.
I came out the magnolia like the beetle. The genie or the incense smoke from the church people mixed with the prayers of the people. Pollination, soprano water alienation, global recalibration. Rock Nation causing shock waves in the basement. 7,000 kilohertz with every verse I heal the earth. With every line I drop the tears of man into a cloud and a fine mist until it burst and rained from the brain. Snowflakes for the pain, the flow is just so insane. We wondering why you came. Here's a jewel, son. Be yourself, quit looking like someone else. Get your dignity off the shelf. The true Jedi code is stealth, stay in tune with whatever else. The Asiatic galactic, master of the Atlas, author of mathematics, civilized the savage, terrorized the clerics. Big black chief like Robert Parrish. I broke the deputy neck while Metal Face shot the sheriff. Soul rebel in a deadly bout with the devil, conquering every level. The best part is where I settle. Spread love through every ghetto plus suburbia. Me over the track is an acquisition and merger. Couldn't be any verbal. Worked the game up into a fervor that disappeared like the burglar. The style you never heard of. The very premise is murder, but sweeter than the worders. Roam the earth like Bedouins and Berbers. The great ancient gore herd emerging through your server.
Sharik Allahu by far. Rock, rock, y'all, between the TikTok, y'all. Doom out the vortex to your neocortex. Your guess who spit the raw nest as good as Gore-Tex. Metal face, turtleneck vest, built in support bra. Standard issue for broads, carbon like a sports car. Anybody ask, he retired. Tried to hold the villain to task, he was fired. Fired up, his own boss on strike. Accused him using hot pepper sauce on the mic. Get tossed on a spike or cross if you like. So be cautious, leave him nauseous as pork sausages. Salami and some bacon and some ham. Plans get mistaken for a scam, aw damn fam. Bless the child who all his own, none can master respect. Sound wave transform like Rumble Ratchet Eject. It's more secret than Al Gore's wallet. The foul thoughts comment or Star Wars vomit.
We'll be at forever and ever 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 and ever. I mean, wipe me down with celerity. Hold myself with alacrity. These are careful notes to every lack in me. I took while Yakka beans tried to tax my seed. College was wrote Zionism. These scars come with broke fire pistons. Renaissance dunce, bust a blunders, tracing the fault line. Trying to defend my distance. Trying to defend my distance. Trying to defend my distance. Big ass pain to myself like I'm Lonnie Liston. The auto-tune clamoring modernity. On autopilot for an eternity. She played Shirley Scott and I'm Turrentine. Feel my spirit bugging, but it's bell smirts. Your soul was cussing that felt hurts. This Robitussin's for the wet nurse called Popper. Sweating by that hot poker, fuck that. You should've been a stockbroker, fuck that. Rappers look like rock smokers, fuck that. At the bottom of the well and I'm screaming there's still more. I grip the microphone like I'm John Gilmore. Pilot pulpit as a starfighter. And the consequences can buffer. I flourish in the lag time. 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 Behind the stalactites of my mind. I flourish in the lag time. 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 While suffering was normalized, I flourished in the lag time. I flourished in the lag time. I flourished in the lag time. When suffering was normalized, I flourished in the lag time. Lag time. Minus the lag tights in the back of my mind. When suffering was normalized, I flourished in the lag time.
I keep trying to slide this chair.
Yeah.
Don't slide
it. It's not going.
Slide the chair. It's not going to work.
It's not happening.
Don't do it.
It just swivels. It does not slide.
Yeah. It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Not
forth
in and out.
Back.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Forth and back.
Yes.
Shout out to Slum Village.
Rest possibly.
In, rest in peace,
yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Except for one.
Except for T3.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Wait. Is he the only one that's still alive?
There may be one other.
Is everybody else?
Well, I mean, if you want to count, fuck it.
There's a guy who joined on the last record.
Yeah. Elzai.
Yeah.
That's crazy town. Yeah. So, Clandestine Transmission, we're back. El Kenner.
MIC.
DJ12XU.
12XU.
We've got... We also the fourth member of the group is the real hip hop is over here.
Sure.
You know when you go to a show and they say the real hip hop is over here. Yo, you know who needs to do that at a show? Lil Yachty.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
And he probably points at like the ground. He's not pointing at the crowd.
There's we a point song. In a trash basket.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like my coworker was the thing that he was really upset about is like there's a song where like Lil Yachty he's like rapping, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Oh fuck you, rap dudes! Why do your raps gotta make sense? That's stupid."
That's a great line.
I'm totally paraphrasing here, but like, and he felt really insulted. He was like,
"Yo, you want to talk about nonsense?"
But now he'll like play it, and like he's like, "I actually like this line now." And I'm like, "Thank you," because why not? Yeah, but
that's the thing. I think people see the surface level of like new dudes looking weird, trap beat, mumble rap, there's a whole
aspect of it that has to do with like, what is this? Why is Young Thug wearing a dress?
It's the same.
Awesome. It's like there's a lot of
younger,
that.
Lot of younger lot folks of are gender fluid. It's like a totally different way of.
It's
looking
the same
at
reason that like when a lot of like different southern rap hip hop came out. I was like, oh fuck all that.
Well,
shit.
I didn't want to listen to that
like,
shit either.
You know what I mean? Real like that gangster rap. I was like, no thanks.
Outkast was cool.
Nope. Yeah. There's definitely ones that like sort of exceeded, but I was like, nope.
No, you know what?
I want my shit grimy.
I don't care.
Your beats better sound like DJ Premier.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna go on record as saying that when Outkast came out with Players Ball.
Players Ball.
Yes. I didn't want to hear that.
I was a fan.
I didn't want to hear it. I thought the beat sucked. I was like, yo, live instruments, get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
And I was like, yo, you're basically biting Souls of Mischief with your whole rhyme style.
Yeah, the whole rhyme style is what floated that.
I'm not fucking with y'all. Absolutely. It wasn't until Elevators.
Yeah.
Elevators was the song that actually sold me on Outkast because I was like, okay, this is original.
Oh yeah.
Like this is something that doesn't really sound like anything else.
No.
And it was dark and it was weird. And I was like, alright, I see y'all. Mm-hmm. And after that I was sold on
Outkast. By the time they're doing songs like Rosa Parks and stuff.
Well, they lost me with Rosa Parks actually.
When
that came out, I was like, no,
Man, that's so long ago now.
I rode for Rosa Parks actually. I was like, no, don't. Why? Telling people to move to the back of the bus.
Yeah.
What is this? And they were using the word crunk, which I hated.
You did.
Like I hated that at the time. Like I thought I was like, that's not English.
Yeah.
Like, just stop.
How about they win you back when Bombs Over Baghdad?
Totally. They won me back when Bombs Over Baghdad.
Little Yachty though.
Like, get out of here. No, absolutely. I mean, I that's the reason why I can talk shit about those real hip hop dudes because I was that real hip hop. Yeah.
No,
like,
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Sure.
You know. But, you're wrong.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely wrong.
But also, I'm also big on, you know, any pop music. When I see this shit, I'm like, yo, this is like pop music. It's catchy.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know. It's got jokes and stuff in it, which is great for me.
Right.
Because I see it as like, you know, whatever. They're not trying to, like, break the atom and be freaking Rakim. It's like, yo, we're making some fun music.
So you're saying that they're not large professors.
They're not breaking atoms.
No. Okay.
No, right. But like, you know, like Migos talking about being Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah.
Like that shit was like, I'm like, all right, guys, all right. Because Ed, and Eddie are funny.
I mean, I got other issues with Migos.
Yeah, I got
so
bigger.
Like,
with all these new dudes.
I'd love to be that guy in Migos who just goes, yeah, after every other verse.
The dude they left off Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
Yo, that's the one connected fact. If you want to hate on all these new dudes for basically being like wild scumbags, because I swear every one of them is like abused women recently in the past calendar year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like every time someone comes up, it's like, oh, this dude's got charges against some Kodak Black, Migos, Playboy Carti. All these dudes got like,
there's all like,
they all got cases against
assault charges and stuff like that. Absolutely.
Triple XX, whatever that dude's name is, XX Tension.
I don't know who that
Extension
is.
Whatever that dude's name. Like he did, like all these dudes have like
Like not, they're not busted for like drug dealing.
No.
Or other shit. They're busted for like punching women in the face.
Some really low shit.
No, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
That's what sucks is these dudes make great records. And it's been historically in hip-hop with a lot of dudes connected who have done some bad things.
Yeah, then there's that. Because if we're going to talk about
the
thing that MIC brings up, like, regardless, anytime anyone talks about Big Pun, and it's like, yo, I love Big Pun. I'm not going to front. Like, Big Pun is one of my favorite rappers of all time. He was hugely influential on me as a rapper when I was trying to rap.
Yeah.
He's a rhyme beast, huge.
Yes.
Because he was a really big fat guy.
Yeah.
But he, like, he, what?
He had bars for days.
But he pistol whipped his wife.
Yeah.
I always connect that when people talk about, like, the Ray Rice incident, the football incident.
Yeah.
Where, like, he, like, knocked his wife out on camera.
Yeah.
And everyone lost their minds because it was, like, on camera.
But so they never lose their mind about what doesn't happen on camera, right?
But if
it's
so it was sort of, like, that situation. It was, like, we knew, like Biggie, all these other dudes, like, had, like, cases, like, brought against them where they were, like, were smacking up women doing stuff.
Yeah.
But the fact that I watched something and, like, Big Pun, like, took the freaking, like, nine out and, like, clocking his wife over the head with it. Yeah. I was like, yo, this dude's a wild scumbag.
Pretty insane.
Yeah. If someone told me that, I'd be like, oh, for real? Damn. All right, let me put this freaking.
But you had like firsthand evidence.
Yeah, I remember watching it like, aw. So it's like it was like tough to like.
And you know, Guru, who's like everyone's fucking fallen hero again, just like Big Pun, also dead.
Yeah.
He was up on charges for like hitting a woman with
mad
like a bottle over the head at some point. So it's like, you know, that's all things that you kind of got to deal with. Like, yo, there's a whole other aspect of that.
We can start talking about
John Lennon. We can start talking about
beating women across the board, which is terrible.
Well, but we ain't joking about this.
It's absolutely, and I'm not gonna like just focus it on like domestic abuse, but just like just because someone made a song you like or made a good movie doesn't mean they're not like a scumbag.
They could
be a scumbag. The flip side of that is this. Just because somebody did something that made them a scumbag doesn't mean they're not going to somehow acquit themselves.
They could change
and become a better person in the future.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that's lost with a lot of like the call out culture that goes on like now. Mm-hmm. I've had discussions with people online about this, about like, you know, basically catching somebody out there is the end.
Mm-hmm.
The end all be all.
But
we caught you. We exposed your tweets.
You're literally giving somebody the scarlet letter.
We found your video.
Yeah,
right.
And it's like, you know, somebody like Pun, for example, MIC is never not gonna bring that up. Anytime Big Pun comes up, he's always gonna bring up
whatever
pistol whipped his wife. And it's and you know what?
Whatever.
That's fine.
Everyone's like shout out for his birthday.
Yeah, bring it up. Have a conversation about it. I can still appreciate his fucking songs.
Oh, yeah. Homeboy's wife totally is like, that's good. I'm all good.
But I'm not going to act like that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, yeah.
That's the reality.
Get the whole story.
And like, if he was alive, I don't know, would he still be hitting his wife?
Who knows?
Would he be a better person?
No, it's sort of like.
Would he have lost all the weight?
We don't even know.
Who knows?
If you watch that.
I mean, Fat Joe changed.
Yeah.
HBO did that thing. Oh, shit, what was it called? With, Dr. Dre and big producer there. Damn, yo, my brain.
Homeboy from Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah. Where Dr. Dre spent a lot of time talking about like what happened
with D. Barnes.
When he beat the hell out of D. Barnes.
Yes.
And it was like really good to see that because like even when the movie came out, people were like, yo, he beat up D. Barnes. Yeah. People freaking forget about
that.
Piece
of crap.
Yeah. But he spent a lot of time talking about it and like I was like, okay, cool. He was able to sort of like exercise that.
You still never really
on
know
camera.
With Dre exactly what happened and what he dealt with.
I think they both of them were on there talking about it, so it was good to sort of see.
Did they have D Barnes?
Yeah.
On there?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. It was really good.
Get out.
I totally wanted it. I totally went into it. It was like as a whole, I was like, oh fuck, Jimmy Iovine.
Fuck Dr. Dre.
Fuck both these guys. Yeah. I ain't watching this shit. Put that shit on. I was like, yo, this is really well done. Cause I love like a lot of like archive. Give me some archive footage and some stories, and you got me in there.
Yeah.
So like Jimmy Iovine talking about Bruce Springsteen, like John Lennon.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Fantastic.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is definitely worth the watch. But yeah, but him talking about that. But like that shit doesn't happen now. I feel. It's like shit happens in like lawyers or whoever. Like, no, you're not talking about this incident.
Suppress the information.
Shut up. Yeah, just say nothing.
You're guilty.
Granted. Dr. J put this documentary together. So
right, so of course, so it's going to be totally different. Yeah, way. Of course,
exactly.
But it's kind of like having Michael Jackson directed his own documentary.
Having D. Barnes on there too, though, was what sort of like was like okay,
right?
You know what I mean? You put things together again. Don't put your hands on anyone, I guess.
Nah.
But yeah.
Defend yourself.
Except,
you
except Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
Except Nazis.
I mean,
punch them all you want.
That's yeah. That's different.
Do we want to go into that now?
I think we could say
we can go on record and say Dee Barnes was not a Nazi.
Dee Barnes was not a Nazi. No, I never saw any sign of her being a supporter of Adolf Hitler or his ideology.
No. She would have. She would have interviewed them though.
And I used to watch an
awesome interview back in the day.
I used to watch her show all the time. So yeah. Nah.
Word up.
I actually missed those days when there were other because
so back, many shows.
Back in the day, there were like other alternate shows. It wasn't just like Yo MTV Raps
just one show
and Rap City. Yeah. Like you had. Well, I used to watch a show called Crush Rap, and then there was Pump It Up, and like. You know,
New York had its own shows. Each city had its own shows,
and they were on like regular television. It was like Friday Night Videos on NBC back in the day.
Unfortunately, we never got rapping with the Ricks around here. So.
No. I'll ask him for. I'll send him a message. Ask for the archive footage. Are you gonna release that on DVD?
I think he did.
Does that not exist? That should exist.
I think he did. Because it was on public TV in New York.
Exists. And you can promote. Ricky Powell's got a book coming out.
Yeah.
So go online, Google it, and go pre-order it now. Get a bunch of sexy photos.
He's a wild dude. Remember that time we hung out with him?
Speaking of people who have
stuff coming out,
histories with ladies.
Ricky Powell.
Yes.
Yo, all them. Basically, what'd you say before? Everyone's got some scumbag history in them.
Well, yeah.
Everyone's a scumbag.
But because according to the Beastie Boys, homeboy, throw in the towel. Your girl got dicked by Ricky Powell. So hey, he was out
getting
there.
Around.
He was getting around already.
Yeah.
Much love to Ricky Powell. He was doing some interesting things out in San Francisco on Instagram.
Yeah.
Late at night. That have all been deleted.
He's like, but, you know,
they were popping up in my notifications.
He's like,
and I was like,
and I'm doing some weird.
I was like 2 a.m. in bed. Like, son, you are bugging.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go on record like 1-2-X you just mentioned. Like we saw him in Boston.
Yeah.
Several years ago, he was going around with Edan DJing.
That's right. It was cool.
And they both just murdered it. Yeah. Like I don't know if he's still DJing actively.
He should.
Ricky
Powell? But if you have a chance, go see like Edan. Ricky Powell. Yeah. I know.
Ricky Powell is literally DJing right now.
I know Edan is.
Because I just saw a video of him somewhere at LES.
So yeah. He's literally DJing. So go find him wherever he is and go listen. Because he played some good records.
Classics.
If you ever get to see
him. Follow that dude around. He's out there.
If Edan is DJing anywhere near you, go see Edan.
Yeah. They both were in New York. They may be DJing together tonight.
Speaking of the real hip-hop.
Yeah.
Probably half of y'all dudes who are angry about Lil Yachty have never heard of Edan. So fuck you.
And will Edan ever put out a third album?
No, I don't think he will.
Yo, Edan is gonna produce Lil Yachty's next album and make everybody really mad.
I would really enjoy that if that happened, but I doubt it, rather unlikely. In the background though, right now you've got the sounds of Nebula with Extensions of Life from their Astronomy LP. Drum and bass. You know, we tend to play a lot of weird drum and bass, sort of trap beats and stuff in the background, a lot of that stuff here on the podcast.
Word.
Good nice stuff. Nice spacey drum and bass LP. I remember downloading it and being like, what's this gonna sound like? Because you never know, you don't know if it's gonna be some trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I like downloaded it, put it on, and I was like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted it
nice
to
surprise.
Be.
Surprise.
Yeah, it's exactly what I wanted it to be. Before that, you heard music from Milo, formerly of the Hellfire Club. You know, Hellfire Club was one of my favorite crews, comprised of No Can Do, Bus Driver, Milo, Open Mic Eagle, Kale, a.k.a. William Redford, William Thedford III, and a bunch of other folks. Apparently, the crew is no more.
Nah, disowned.
But Milo just dropped an album called Who Told You to Think? And that was Sorcerer from that album. And we also heard KMD.
Yep. Doing it.
Which I think is just MF Doom saying it's KMD because it's MF Doom and J Electronica with True Light Years.
There's no subway.
That's from his new Adult Swim compilation mixtape album something. It's like Lost Tracks or some such nonsense. And we started off with Shabazz Palaces with Shine a Light from Quasar's Born on a Gangsta Star. Right now, we're going to go back to the music. We're going to smooth it out a little bit with the sounds of clubs. That's clubs with a Z. Clubs.
All right.
That's clubs. Like what you want to bring to the Antifa rally to beat up a Nazi. You want to bring some clubs.
Just bring the good drum and bass music and see what happens.
I don't think that'll work.
The Antifa guys.
We'll see. I don't know. One side will dance.
They will beat you up.
You got the sounds of clubs with Popscuro on the clandestine transmission here at imagination.com.
and she's turning round, barefoot in the sand. She locked up her heart in a cell, only she's got in, and got rid of the keys, threw them into the sea.
Thank you.
Phony bologna.
Yep. That's what I eat.
You eat the phony bologna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the authentic bologna.
Nope.
The baby's outside eating the authentic bologna.
Yeah, baby's crying.
I can't hear the crying. I'm glad.
Yeah.
But in case you were wondering, it's Alketter, MIC.
Yeah, DJ yeah.
B2XU.
Yep.
Yes. Clandestine transmission here at imagination.com.
Do we have that crazy echo going?
No, we don't have crazy echo, but it does sound kind of crazy.
Sounds like old radio.
I don't know. I'm breaking everything. In the background right now, Phase Violet by Lapa Lux from their Ruinism LP. You just heard new music from Toro y Moi, which was a last-minute addition to the podcast playlist. That was Inside My Head from his new Boo Boo LP. And all through the song Inside My Head, me and 12XU talking about doing psychedelic drugs.
I'm not talking about doing them. I'm just talking about people's experiences. I gotta.
You gotta maintain your straight edge.
I do a lot of
credibility.
I do a lot of research on things, yeah. But I don't always partake in them.
You know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people
who do a lot of things.
I do for yes. Sure. They have connections to things and experiences.
Yes. That doesn't mean you endorse.
I don't endorse or partake
it's any just, of those things.
It's just something I think is interesting.
Yes.
Just like cults and restaurants.
Yeah. So let's move on to that subject. What was the place you guys were talking about?
There's this place that just opened up in Hadley. It's an all vegan restaurant.
Pulse Cafe.
Yeah, run by Seventh Day Adventists.
Okay.
And their food's kind of expensive. They got their real strict vegan menu. They're pushing certain products. What, they're closed on Saturday, which is really interesting because they're religious.
Seventh Day
Adventist,
yeah.
Because that's their Sabbath.
Right.
But what I thought is maybe they should try to get somebody else who's not part of their religious group to have a food truck in their parking lot. So there's still business there. People are still going there.
So what I think is that we should open up a food truck and go park it there on Saturday.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they're going to be closed.
Yeah.
So they don't need to know we're going to be there.
But what happens if they have their church there too? I don't know if they just have their restaurant. They have a culinary school for teaching like kids who seem real fluent vegan cuisine. But I don't know what else they have there.
We could do the low-carb vegan food truck.
Yeah. Maybe it'd have to be a pedal bike, like pedal people. Not even a truck. Keeping it real green.
It's funny though, because you guys were talking about that, and you were like, "Oh man, that place is like ran by a cult." And then you were talking about some other place that is also run by a cult. I don't remember what it was, but I brought up
Deals and Steals.
It's fucking Deals and Steals. That's right. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because you were the one who broke that over.
Yeah.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the connect.
Oh man, that's not a restaurant.
No. It's a bargain discount food store.
So
clothing store.
If I go into Deals and Steals and I like go up to an employee and I like start talking about how like my life is a mess and I'm looking for direction, like George.
It depends on who you talk to.
Like George when he had the carpet cleaners come in, will they like try to sell me on their cult?
They may be what?
You'll be carpet cleaning.
Yeah,
I'll be carpet cleaning.
You'll be picking up the low priced chai. And
in that
also,
episode, didn't his manager at the Yankees join the cult?
Yes,
that's what happened.
Yes, because the cult didn't want George.
Yeah, no, they wanted him.
Yes.
Yeah. That guy was
Summer of George is over.
Things from George.
They wanted That wasn't. That's not Wilhelm. Wilhelm was the other guy. Yeah,
that was the guy from Action Now.
Yeah. But it reminded me of the Hot Table.
Yeah.
Hot Table.
Restaurant chain.
They are a local chain. Yeah.
But I think they're out there in Northeast.
They have a lot of locations. Yeah, because they have. I know even around here they have several.
Yeah.
Right in the immediate area.
And they move employees in and out all the time. If they're all part of their group.
It's true. Like the employees never last. If you go and look at their website, it's like. They say how they're dedicated to
helping
like
people.
Jesus and helping people, and you're like, yeah,
what?
This is a cult. This is totally a cult. Your sandwiches are fucking delicious, but you are a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone out there listening has any insight,
yeah,
shoot us a message.
Facebook, Twitter,
imagination.com.
Yeah.
Whatever. Because we'd like some more, you know, send us an email with a little story or if you have any background information.
Well, the funny thing is this relates to something that we talked about on the Lost podcast.
MC Hammer?
Not MC Hammer, not Pumps in the Bump.
Pumps in a cult.
But there often are pumps in the cult,
yeah,
actually.
True.
That's true. There's a lot of dong slanging going on. Is right here in our neighborhood the vegan spot
yeah.
that we say we want to eat at,
yes.
but none of us have.
And it looks like a front, we don't know.
It looks like it's probably like a front for like a religious organization.
It totally is.
For sure.
Yeah. It's called Garden of Eden.
And I've actually eaten at a restaurant with the same name in Miami. It's really interesting that there might be more of those.
They
might not be a chain, but they could be interrelated.
It seems like the sort of pun that would be very common.
Yeah.
That like people would make.
Yeah.
But that's a question. Like maybe they are connected.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. So I'm curious. I don't know.
I still want to try it.
Look who they are down with.
Dr. Sebi. No, I know. I already saw that.
Okay.
For some reason,
I don't see their stuff on the FB anymore.
Yeah, they're still posting.
They don't post as much as they used to.
Oh, okay.
So, I really do want to try their vegan pizza, but like.
Yeah.
I also want to see what's up with the cult.
Yeah.
I want to see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
And speaking of, and
what happens if you join?
I don't think I will.
Yeah. I think you're going to have enough power. You're good.
How delicious the low-carb cauliflower
pizza is. That's how they get everybody.
I don't think I will be joining their cult.
Yeah. You got it.
Yes.
But
as I slyly pull the occult symbols from around my neck.
Yes.
You will just incorporate the fine cuisine into your own occult.
Yes.
And speaking of one more place, the place that you and I both go to, the Supreme Master.
Yes.
And the Lovin' Hut.
I had them deliver food to me in Worcester last Saturday. It was very interesting because I had to use an online app. Finally, they called me and then they're like, "We're delivering it an hour later." And it was after they closed and I got the food.
That's crazy.
And it was edible, but it wasn't as good as the restaurant.
Did they bring some Supreme Master literature?
I wish. No, they were just
They gave you a tablet
happy.
You could watch
very
the Supreme
happy.
Master
I gave
on.
Them a 15% tip. They were very happy. They were
standard.
Cool.
Yeah,
Supreme Master. Yeah, I didn't realize that because they changed their name from. They were something else before they were.
It used to be called Kuan Yin.
Yeah,
and it may have had a different name between then and Loving Hut, but Loving Hut is all throughout the U.S.
Yes, because when I went,
they made me in other countries.
Because we went to that one, and then we went to San Francisco for vacation,
they got it
and
there.
I was like, "Holy shit!"
It's in Chinatown.
It's Loving Hut, and there it is in the big 50-inch.
They all have different menus, but they all have the same
Supreme
themes
Master.
With famous vegetarians on the wall,
yep.
like Bill Clinton, and then they keep putting all this different stuff out there.
Didn't Bill Clinton love Big Macs?
Yeah, but he eats a plant-based diet now because of his Big Mac addiction.
Too many Big Mac.
Is he eating the Big Mac?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah.
We'll
but yeah, but that's totally. Have we been? I think I just told you. Like you gotta go. I think she's on YouTube. Supreme
yeah,
Master.
There's videos
of like the videos and it's all
very
like,
interesting.
They show a lot of like stuff about animals.
I'm
and,
pretty
like,
sure
like
I've
that.
Seen like the Supreme Master Mobile actually.
But
like somebody driving a car that had like some.
Probably.
It's unfortunate that this sect is not strong in Springfield because they could really take off around.
I saw the car here. It was like at a Walmart or something like
wow.
that. Because it was like it was basically looked like a mobile version of like
the Braggs,
a Dr. Bronner, yeah. a Dr. Yes. Bronner's yes. bottle.
That's great.
Mobile Bronner's.
Like, yeah, but like covered awesome. With like photos of this woman.
Great.
Yeah, yo. Yeah.
That sounds like their information.
I'm waiting for them to take over one of the 8 million spots around here. Like, that's all, those, like, all they sort of do.
Like Red Apple Chinese places. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
they were storefronts.
They just need to take over a spot and
they
just
need to
order
take,
all
take
the...
over that that vegetarian Chinese restaurant that's downtown. Whatever. Yeah, that
the Panda one there.
Panda House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should just take over Naismith's. They should just make it into a cool bar.
Supreme no, Master Bar.
Ronnie Kwan can't DJ there.
Get
anymore.
The
Ronnie Kwan Spirit will infinitely DJ with the Supreme Master.
Hanging out with the Supreme Master.
The Supreme Master keeps everything alive.
Hanging out with the Supreme Master now. Now someone's gonna get really mad at us. Probably.
Nobody knows.
Dr.
Okay.
Bronner's.
Kwan's soul knows. Forever. One love.
Word. There you go. One love.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm part of the DJ crew.
So, what was the name of the crew? What's the name of the crew? You had shirts.
I can't help but
Mystic Sound System.
Mystic Sound System.
I can't help but
show
recall being with you in Northampton one night. You were DJing at like Bishop's Lounge, I think. And I think me and you both played records. Me, you, and Andy, who owns Electric Eye.
Yeah,
took turns playing
that
records.
That was in the basement.
No, it was upstairs because it was the balcony. Yeah.
Yep.
And there was a dude who came in to like hang out. And at the end of the night when we were like packing up, he was talking to you.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Ronnie.
Yeah.
And he was, like, really mad.
He wanted to destroy his house. And he's like,
oh,
I hate that guy.
And
he was real drunk.
And
I
wanted to knock the bowl of rice out of his hand.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do.
That was insane.
Which
that
was,
guy is
which
absurd.
Which was crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it comes full circle to the vegan diet, though, because, like, there's a lot of rice going on.
Or maybe when Ronnie worked at Taco Bell. I'm saying some low stuff.
Wow. Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Yo,
1-2-XU just went dark.
Hey man,
he like just went to the dark side.
XU. That's dark
usually,
XU.
Usually pretty positive.
Whoa.
It always
that's coming
the
from
Jedi
his,
way.
He's gonna do album code out. Dark XU.
Hey man, I already do something. I don't talk about it.
Is it that?
I don't name names.
Is it that? That sounds like a.
It's my solo
DMX record.
Solo metal. It's my solo metal project. I don't.
See,
talk
that
about.
Sony was just gonna come out of SoundCloud. Dark
yeah.
XU.
Yeah.
It's for him and DMX. He's
something else.
Produced a noise record
yeah.
for DMX.
Yeah, DMX
would be down with that.
DMX might be locked down, but we still have a really we have
really
a
good
serious,
relationship.
Yeah,
pen pals.
Serious.
Wow.
I drive him now. You know.
I feel like this is way too hilarious to like go into the whole Nazi situation right now.
No, it's totally. We might as well talk about Nazis.
But I think it goes without saying, if you've listened to any episodes of the Clandestine Transmission or the Urban Alternative Show back in the day, it goes without saying that both myself and MIC and 1-2-XU. Are vehemently anti-Nazi, are vehemently against
fascism
in general. The Trump administration is clearly not.
Yeah, when we first started doing this sort of like show years ago.
Yeah,
we talked about this stuff.
George Bush.
Yeah, back then. It was like the beginning of the. First Bush.
We started doing the Urban Alternative Show.
Second Bush.
Yeah, second Bush.
Not too long after 9/11.
Yeah.
We started doing the Urban Alternative Show.
Which there was a rise of nationalism then.
And we were very active. We were playing the George Bush Knock Down the Towers songs, and we were talking about
anti-war stuff.
We were playing Makeshift Patriot.
Yep.
We were talking like
Dead
know,
Press.
It was definitely something that we've always, always been about, and
so to arrive today, where things are now, it's like yo.
And I think this is the thing that is most frustrating to me is like I've spent so many years talking about this, about talking to people about it, talking about it on the radio, writing stuff on the internet.
People weren't listening.
And that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like people weren't listening because I've always prefaced it as like, this is a warning. These people are out here. This is what they're doing.
This is real.
Someday, this could become a problem in our country.
Yeah.
And I can think back to like, prior to even me having a radio show, I used to be a guest on like Ishmael Ali's show here in Springfield, which was, a Muslim themed show.
Yeah.
and I, you know, had conversations about, like, look, you know, what's happening in Serbia could be happening in America right now. And I remember getting shouted down by one of his co-hosts who was like, no, that would never happen in the United States. Like, we have freedom of religion here.
Right.
And, you know, this is a Muslim man saying this.
He doesn't
understand. We have freedom of religion here. You know, people would never stand for that. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I kind of have to say you have to use Nazi Germany as the barometer. Like, you thought, I'm sure no one thought that would happen there. And it happened there. And granted, you know, it's 20 years later now, because that was like the mid-90s.
Yeah.
But there are actual Nazis walking through the streets of America.
Yeah, all throughout the country.
Yes.
And they're trying to say they're all right. They're trying to say they're just exhibiting free speech, but this is beyond that. They're trying to evoke terror.
Well, I think that's the thing, and that's the thing, one of the things that I find so frustrating is, like, you know, the idea of free speech, I think it's, you know, embedded in our Constitution.
Yeah.
It's embedded in the Bill of Rights, and, you know, it's one of the things
it's supposed to be a basis of democracy
that our country is founded on.
Yeah.
I don't know that advocating
hate
genocide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a form of free speech. I just don't know that it is.
You know what sucks though is the ACLU at this moment is still defending people. They did some really good progressive work during the beginning of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh no, these alt-right guys, they got the right too. And it is true, factually, by lawyers, they need to look at that and say these people's rights need to be preserved. But there's also a point where how close are these people to evoking a race war or something, some bad stuff in this country.
Yeah, I think ACLU could be part of that process of defining,
which,
like, what is...
ACLU came out today sort of backing away from that position and saying, like, okay, we support everyone's free speech, we work for everyone's free speech, but we're not sure...
This is a gray area.
The invocation of violence that is, you know, intrinsic to being a Nazi,
it's
basically
their language, it's not even their actions.
Right. Is something we want to protect.
Yeah.
And granted, that's a slippery slope.
It's very.
But what are you signing up for?
I think that when you're trying to preach that stuff, why do you think that you have the right to be able to do that when this country is founded on freedoms, for religious freedom, for all these people who exile their countries to have a place that's safe? Why do you think that you can persecute people in this country?
Right. In 2017, they want to operate in that gray area there, where it's like, well, no, it's free speech, though. I can, you know, because they choose their words wisely.
And I mean, ultimately, there's been a lot of discussion. People have said, well, racism is American as apple pie.
Sure.
That's embedded in our country and our culture. But at the same time, we can learn from past things and move forward from
We
can't just be like Trump and be like, oh, yeah, the statue of Robert E. Lee is as important as George Washington. That's absurd.
Well, you know, there's other reasons why that's absurd too, though, which is something that we've discussed several times when talking about, like, the South. I think that whole Confederacy issue is sort of a straw man because they lost.
Yeah.
Like, you lost. You tried to form a separate country and you lost. So you don't get to remember that fondly. Like, you're done.
They can be as bitter as they want about the occupation in the South, but at the same time, they tried to beat us.
Yeah.
They burned the Capitol.
Yeah.
They did a lot of bad stuff, and where the outcome came out. So.
And that's kind of the thing. It's like, okay, so you want to remember your history, and seceding from the Union is part of your history, and so you want to remember that. I kind of think maybe you're still salty.
Yeah.
Like, you're salty you lost. You're salty you lost your slaves.
You're salty that they lost segregation. All of that. Yeah.
All of those things. And you want those things back. So, what you want is to secede again.
Essentially.
And so, I see any kind of support or remembrance of the history of the Confederacy as support of treason.
And I mean, it's kind of like where Texas has talked about seceding a bunch of times. That'd be cool.
Sure. California brings it up every once in a while because they want to
do their own thing.
They supply the majority of tax income to the United States, so they're like, you know,
theoretically,
there's a lot of states that are heavily taxed. There's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But
and part of that state could break off with an earthquake, so it'd be its own island.
If you're saying that the Confederacy is your legacy, own it. Then own it and be like, yeah, we hate America and we want out. Don't hide behind the flag and be like, oh, freedom of speech. Because you're not about that. You're not about that life. That's a phrase I use a lot. You're not about that life. That's not about freedom. That's not what you're about.
Yeah.
You're about fucking hatred. Yeah. You're about fucking slavery. Yeah. You're about fucking...
trying to bring back the good old days.
Yes.
And they're trying to say that's how a Southern society and civility works, but it's a state of repression. It's people of color trying to be subservient to the white folks, and that isn't what our country's about. Like, why do people in 2017 think that this is something that is relevant or anything that is...
You know, the idea that was put forth by our wonderful commander-in-chief yesterday, that, you know, a statue of George Washington or Thomas Jefferson is somehow analogous to a statue of Robert E. Lee is preposterous. It's preposterous because did George Washington and the rest of the founding fathers own slaves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they fight a war to keep slaves? No.
No.
The war they fought was something else. And it was
they didn't want taxation and other stuff to eat.
They fought a completely different war. And then within 100 years, American society figured out that slavery was bad. And there was a group of people in the South who didn't want to go along with it. Like,
essentially, they were making so much money, they didn't want to change their ways, like the drug industry or other things.
We're talking about two completely separate things.
Yeah.
You want to do you want to talk about Washington as a slave owner? Fine. But don't you can't act like that's the same thing as fighting a war of secession in order to keep slaves.
Way separate.
Which is something new. Yeah. Something new and different.
Yeah. But Trump likes to put two and two together and make six. He just does whatever he wants.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. To quote a past guest on the Howard Stern Show... Wake up, white people!
Yeah.
Remember who said that?
No.
It was a Klansman.
That guy.
Who was telling the white people to wake up many, many years ago.
Yeah, that was like in the 80s when he had a TV show.
he was also telling that to the non-Klan white folks.
Yeah.
As to like, yo, wake up, you idiots.
What was that? What was that drunk guy who was on the show? So many.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, you know... I've said this several times over the last couple days on Facebook. One of the problems is white people don't want to get their boy.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm not talking about just Trump.
No.
I'm talking about, like, your uncle, your grandfather.
You gotta call people out.
Aunt Judy, your coworker. Like, white people don't want to have those conversations. They don't want to have to be like, you know what? I'm not coming to family dinner anymore because you're all a bunch of racist fucking fucks. You're all a bunch of bigots. You're all a bunch of homophobes. None of them want to do it. And it's like, yo, you have to.
It's tough. Especially for some of these people that have been around for a long time where no one will say anything to anybody. And then until someone, and then hopefully somebody comes along and they'll finally say, like, yeah, no. Or they'll just do this sort of thing where they'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
And just walk away from it.
Because usually it's when Uncle Bob gets real drunk, he starts saying all this stuff. And people blame it on the alcohol, not on the fact that he's a racist. And it's just like, no, that guy has hatred. Yeah. He has problems. Yeah.
And this is not acceptable. All those, like, little microaggressions through the years. My grandparents are no longer here, but, you know, they had feeling they... fought wars against certain folks. So when those people were here, they're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Why are these Asian folks here now?
You don't understand.
Well, like, no, you know.
It's like someone has to say, like, yo.
That's something that I've you know,
there's a reason.
Struggled with the last couple of days is like, okay, so, you know, I think about my grandfather. My grandfather fought in World War II against the Nazis. Mm-hmm. He was absolutely racist because he was a product of his time.
Yes. Yeah.
1940s was very different from now. He was like a classic American bigot, basically. Yeah. And it's like,
Archie Bunker, you know, style.
Yeah, he's absolutely dead now.
Yeah.
But he basically hated anybody who wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that, like, you know, other members of the family, he hated them too because they weren't him. Because you're the best. Yeah. Like, that's kind of it.
He was real alpha male.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I had arguments with him because I was me.
Right.
And like the few times I got to like spend any kind of in-depth time with my grandfather, yeah, we had good times. But there was also the say something that he's like, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh no, you can't. You know, you can't trust those people. You can't do this. And I would have to be like, oh yeah, you know what, granddad, fuck you.
Yeah.
And it would turn into a screaming match. And it's like, you know, that's the time when someone normally comes over, puts their hand on your shoulder, and is like, stop, why are you trying to ruin the family time?
Yeah.
No, you know what, fuck you. I'm not trying to ruin the family time. I'm trying to tell him he's fucking wrong, because he's fucking wrong. And I never shied away from that.
Yeah.
But I'm also the person who didn't talk to members of their family for 25 years. Because
people want to keep the peace.
You know, if you don't get along with somebody, you just don't talk to them. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. It's
different. Depends on what family, kind of family you grew up in too. Because if you grew up in a family that had different political views or was more,
because there's a lot of families where people love to just debate each other and bicker about stuff, but at the end of it, they're all family and they get along. But ultimately, in case of racism, That isn't something where you can just say, oh yeah, we'll come to a middle ground, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just like, you got it. Yeah.
There's not a middle ground.
No.
There's just not.
No.
Yeah. And
that's a difference between just a person who's conservative and a liberal person arguing. They're two different arguments.
Yeah. Right. Right. You could be a scumbag and an asshole about many, many things.
Which I think is sort of illustrated perfectly in Trump's commentary over the last couple days.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, there's bad guys on both sides. No, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And he's trying to say, I mean, the whole thing with, they had permits, they were good people.
That is, number one, it flies in the face of his own,
commentary
regarding, like, Mexicans coming into America. Because they were bad dudes and bad on race. Right. And maybe there were some good ones.
Right.
But the white supremacists, oh, they're good guys. Maybe there's a couple of bad apples.
Right.
Fuck you. Fuck you, son.
Yeah.
No, they're fucking Nazis. And I don't know. Like coming out with that as your stance,
it's weak.
Isn't just weak. It's disingenuous to a degree that's almost unbelievable.
As a leader of the free world.
Because you know, we all grew up in America. We all grew up on like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
You watch Indiana Jones and like you don't think those Nazis are really bad, but so is Indiana Jones.
Indiana
like,
Jones
he's bad too. Indiana Jones is the fucking good guy and the fucking Nazis are the bad guy, because you know what, the Nazis fucking suck and they're bad.
Yeah,
like that's it.
There's no gray
They
area.
Get their faces melted off. Yeah. That's all there is to it.
As problematic Indiana Jones was.
Right in the plane engine. Come on.
With the stealing of the idols and the portrayal of
that was with Sean Connery. That's certain later, individuals. Later movies.
You know, with his little Asian stereotype sidekick.
Oh, yeah,
but that's
tough.
That pales in comparison to Nazis getting their faces melted off, which is...
I'm not advocating for short round.
No.
Like, I'm not saying that...
We are definitely advocating for... I hope somebody busts... Can someone bring the Ark? I will go to Boston Saturday, and I will bring the Ark with me and see what happens.
That'd be great.
And see whose faces get melted off.
I think that's the barometer at this point. We all need to walk around with the Ark of the Covenant and see whose faces...
Well, a lot of people of faith show up, so maybe they should show up with some, like, relics.
Different parts. Bring it all together.
See what happens.
And now,
the folks on the good side,
I know what the cover image for this podcast is going to be.
There you go.
Yeah.
gonna be Homeboy getting his face melted.
Yeah,
and maybe I'll Photoshop a finger in front of his mouth.
A little bony finger, figure it out.
But yeah,
maybe the OK sign.
Christ, someone just sent me that today.
Yeah,
Nazis bad. Yeah. Period. That's not up for debate. It's not a difference of opinion.
Yeah, I know.
And like, realize, even though these people aren't calling themselves Nazis, they are.
When we were on our way to the counter protest in Northampton, like that's one of the points that I brought up. It's like, okay, so we're not Nazis. We're the alt-right. We're whatever fucking crazy name they come up with. And it's like, okay, so you're walking down the street, you're giving the Heil Hitler, and sure, you're going to call it something else, but it's the fucking Heil Hitler. We all know what it is, and we all know what it means. Yeah. You're giving the Heil Hitler...
They're not looking to see how high the grass is.
Right.
They're doing a specific salute. You're
shouting blood and soil.
Yeah.
You're shouting Jews will not replace us. You're shouting and carrying torches. You look like an actual lynch mob with your torches. You're carrying actual Nazi flags, big red flags with swastikas on them. Like, you're not carrying like the Camp Flognov title of the creator Nazi t-shirt with the rainbow.
No.
You are carrying an actual Nazi flag. You are carrying flags that have fascies on them. Yeah. That is the bundle of sticks that the word fascist is derived from.
And it's also the bundle of sticks that refers to queer people.
Well, true, but that's a whole other conversation. So it's like, you know, it's not like the Nazi flag and the fascist flag are like...
Dead giveaway.
Are like super common
things. You can't even get those. They're illegal in this
country. We all have in our closet. No. We can just stop in at CVS and pick one up on the way to the rally.
These flags to be made.
Right.
I totally had to stop because I was totally mocking the whole thing prior to the woman getting killed. But like, every flag I saw was like fresh out the box.
Yeah,
I got a Patriots flag for my office, and like, you know what? When it's folded up, you can see all the folds in it.
And you mean the New England Patriots?
Yes,
the football
New England
team.
Patriots, yes, not yes, whatever.
Not these, some other thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so
which fuck them too. But that's a whole other situation.
Every flag I saw was like just busted out of the bag that morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on, at least you can bring your great grandpap's old flag. But now this is some new jack.
Well,
Nazis.
it's their legacy, it's their history. You see how far it goes back.
It's my history. It goes back 8 years when that damn Muslim
that
became
morning.
President.
Basically, yeah. It you know.
Yeah.
White people angry that a brown guy was president. That's pretty much
it's insane.
Pretty much. But you know, these are white people who have trouble getting over a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Kidding me?
For all of the can't you just let it go that they give to black people over slavery, that they give to Jews over the Holocaust. Oh, that was so long ago. Can't you just give it up?
They're still mad about Black History Month. They're mad about MLK Day.
The Civil Rights Movement in the 60s. They're still
mad about Black
Santas. About the women's movement in the 70s.
They're
definitely mad about that. They're still mad about
people getting
fucking
jobs.
FDR and the New Deal. They're still mad about Reconstruction and the Civil War.
Yeah.
Like, those are the things that they're still mad about.
Yeah.
They're the ones who can't let it go.
The funny thing is if they lived in those times, they might have actually been shot by some dude. Because back then, a lot of this country was lawless. Some neighbor might have just been like, hey, Billy Bob, just shot him in the face. Who knows what those times are really like?
And that's the thing. If you want to take it back there, then you need to get used to some people showing up and punching you at your rally.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You want it to be the fucking Wild West? You want it to be the olden times? Let's bring it back to the Dark Ages. If that's really what you guys want, you really want to take us back to the Dark Ages.
Do it in the streets.
Yeah.
We'll take it back to the Dark Ages, and we're just going to all start walking around with swords
chain
on.
Mail.
And
we're
just going to start cutting your fucking head off.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, is that really what you want? And that's the thing. I know that some of them, that is absolutely what they want.
Yeah, they've already got their shields.
Because they're trying to look like
Game of Thrones.
Much like Islamic terrorists, much like Islamic fundamentalists, want to bring their culture back you know, 2,000 years. A lot of the folks in the white nationalist movement, in the conservative movement in general, want to bring culture back.
A couple hundred years.
Yeah. No, thousands of years. They want to bring us back to that point. They want to, because maybe that means Jesus will come back.
Wow. So let's go back to Paleolithic age.
Yes.
For JC.
Like, oh, well, if we take it back, if we bring it back to barbarian times, maybe Jesus will come back. If we bring it back to death in the streets, maybe Jesus will come back.
They don't realize by reading the Bible, they're complete sinners. They're completely going against everything.
Folks don't read many books. I think someone had a tweet saying something about, like, you know, maybe now that they take down all the monuments, folks will discover
they
a thing called books.
They must be listening to, like, David Duke's audiobook of the Bible or something.
But yeah. So that's what's going on. It's probably what's going to be going on for the foreseeable future. I don't know when I'm actually going to get a chance to upload this podcast. I'm not going to get to do it tonight. I know that, and I have to work tomorrow. So probably Monday.
We have to do an addendum.
This weekend there are
rallies all over.
Yeah, there's one in Boston, and there's going to be counter rallies all over the place as well. So I urge anyone to be careful. I'll have heard by the time this gets uploaded, I'll have heard what happened.
Word.
Don't be a Nazi.
Yeah. Effort to
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
It's not.
In the background, like I said, you heard Phase Violet by Lapalux, and I think I announced all the other songs. Didn't I?
Yep.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Did you miss one song?
No, I said we played Tori Ma, but we also played Isaac Delusion with Isabella from his Rust and Gold, which is one of my favorite songs of the summer, along with the Lil Yachty. And is one of my favorite recent videos. I will post it to the blog at some point.
So I'll be chanting at the counter protest. Rust and Gold.
We started off with Popscuro by Clubs. Don't forget your clubs when you go to the march. You go to that counter protest.
Yeah, you get a walking stick.
Get one of those fuck Nazis. Run DMC baseball bats that I posted on
softball
Facebook
bats
the other day.
Yeah.
Hit him out of the park for Jam Master J.
Go hit up the indeed. Yes. Go hit up the Degenderettes website. They have a whole host of bats, hatchets.
I
think they've got some crowbars.
Nice. You can also go to any like military surplus store.
True.
Or like Dollar General and get those same things for like $3.
True, but you know, if you want one that like matches your outfit, that's what I'm saying. Because like, I want one that matches.
You
want
to look fashionable.
You want to be fashionable.
You can always get a Kid Krylon too.
So when your picture pops up on the cover of Time magazine,
yes,
you're looking fresh.
Exactly. Your weapon should match your shoes.
There you go.
But this has been another installment of clandestine transmission.
Transgressions.
Yeah. Blah. I don't know.
Clandestine transgressions.
I'm El Ketter. We got MIC. We got 12XU.
Yes.
And I got one more song for you. Kind of keeping the theme of what we've been talking about. It's
more real hip hop.
It's Chino Amiibo.
Chino XL.
With Dixie Shrine.
Wow.
Nice.
A nice industrial song about people in the South being shitty for you. I don't know if that's what the song is actually about.
Never know.
But that's that's what I'm going to say about.
Yeah.
It's by a black guy who does industrial music. So yeah. I'm figuring it's probably not...
it's probably not completely happy.
Not white nationalist.
No.
Yeah. Could be wrong in that assumption, but yeah. Let's get into it. Right now, on the clandestine transmission, we're out.
just your shine.